Al, you've been a busy man today already. You're sort of trotting around London. Just tell us what you've been up to and what you're up to for the rest of the day.
Yes, I'm here at the Kia Oval, John, prior to the fifth Ashes Test match.
And you passed...
Yeah, we've been at the launch of Missouri's new helmet, which is looking a very exciting proposition for any batsman who wishes to protect his head.
Absolutely, and you passed by Lords as well this morning, where the England women are taking on the Australia women as well. So it's all happening down in London.
No, it certainly is. A very exciting day for, obviously, the England and Australian ladies. And tomorrow, we've got the fifth Ashes test starting.
Absolutely, and just a live streaming of that first Ashes women's ODI is available on cricketworld.com for everybody listening. And Al, just looking ahead to the Oval Test match, you will have seen the players training today. Everything going well, no sort of mishaps or anything. Any pointers as to who might be being selected or positioned for selection?
No, everybody's looking pretty fit, and certainly the England camp is looking, you know, obviously very confident and looking to put Australia down 4-0.
Now, with your interview with Merv Hughes, which we'll again be posting on the website shortly, he sort of says, win the toss at the Oval, win the game. Have you seen Alistair Cook practising his coin tossing?
Well, it's quite interesting what Merv Hughes actually said in that interview. And the toss, it seems, in cricket has become, you know, a really important part of the game. So perhaps, yes, I think a lot of practice needed in tossing the coin.
Now, England, of course, have picked Simon Kerrigan in their squad. I read somewhere that they'd sort of left the Surrey grounds, had left the pitch open, perhaps sort of getting the idea maybe that it's not quite dry enough. Do you think England will go with two spinners?
I would like to see them play two spinners and give them both a good run out. And to me, the Oval pitch has changed over the years. It used to be, obviously, a batter's dream. But I think it's changed a little in the last couple of years. And I think two spinners would certainly be a very interesting turnout for England.
And obviously no Tim Bresnan for England. They may or may not rest James Anderson. If they had to bring another pace bowler in, who would you go for? You've got Chris Tremlett on his home ground. Stephen Finn offers sort of pace and bounce. Who would you go for?
Yeah, it depends if you're a Middlesex or Surrey supporter, really. With those two, so it's a toss up. But I'd probably go with Chris Tremlett.
And do you think Australia might make some change to their batting lineup?
No, I don't think so. Again, the view of in the Australian camp is really to sort of stick with their present lineup and really give them a chance to bed down and get some big scores behind them. And they don't look that bad. It's actually been a closer series than probably the scores make out. And I think if Australia bat first and their batsmen get in, I think that, you know, that they could have a real good go at winning this test match.
Now, the weather forecast is good, and that's obviously good news, and we'll finish with our predictions. Al, I know you went for 4-0 before the series even begun, so you're going to stick with that and go for another England win?
Yeah, I think it's one of those from the camp. If England win the toss and bat first, then I think it's a 4-0 for England. If Australia win the toss and obviously bat, then they could square it off, but it's all down then to the bowling and who England pick, and I think two spinners could be the key.
Could indeed, and of course I went for 3-1 England, so I'm going to be cheering for the Aussies. If they win the toss, bat for a long time, put England under some pressure. If Ian Bell doesn't fire, the rest of the batting hasn't really stood up consistently, I can see Australia getting one back.
Yeah, it's one of those test matches where, you know, you think that it shouldn't all be down to the toss, but if it is, then it'll, in any event, be a cracking game of cricket.